98FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Here's a strange conversation. This came up in our office earlier on, and I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to find out if you have something in your gaff that everybody, or don't have something in your gaff that everybody else has. We were having a conversation in our production meeting earlier on, and I can't even tell you how the conversation went this way, and one of our, we were talking about cereal and heating cereal in the microwave. That's what we were talking about, actually. And Pat, who's one of our colleagues here, in the meeting today, said, "Oh, no, I can't do that. I don't have a microwave." And I immediately went, "What? Who doesn't have a microwave?" Well, our Pat doesn't have a microwave. And then we got to talking about appliances around the house, and I explained how I would be lost without a dishwasher. And in fact, our dishwasher broke a couple of months back, and I had a new one within 24 hours because we just couldn't cope without a dishwasher in our house. And then Jeremy admitted, "Oh, I don't have a dishwasher." And I've had a dishwasher for years, and I can't imagine life without one. And Jeremy, actually, he doesn't mind getting his fairy liquid out, putting on his marigold gloves, and cleaning the dishes. Where I just fling them all in the dishwasher, and the dishwasher does all the hard work. So I want to find out from you, what appliance around, or gadget, or whatever, around the house that most other people have, do you not have? Call me right now on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. What is that one gadget or one appliance around the house that most other people have that you don't have? For example, I don't have a smart speaker. My dad even has a smart speaker. He walks in and he says, "Hey, whatever her name is." I don't want to say it in case you have one at home. So my dad has a smart speaker that turns on lights and does all sorts around the house. I don't have a smart speaker, which loads of people do have now. So what is that one thing, be it a device or an appliance around the house, that most other people might have that you don't have? Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Steph, you also don't have a dishwasher.
No.
Now, is this by
Never
choice
have.
Or?
It's by choice.
By choice.
Yeah.
So you
there's only, my family is small, so there's only two within the house. But even in my mom's house, when there were four kids,
yeah,
never had a dishwasher.
You never had a dishwasher?
No.
And so do you put water in the sink and you put bubbles in the sink? And I'm only asking because it just seems so 1980s to me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Now, I know people still use fairy liquid and all that.
Yeah.
So the only time I'd ever wash in the sink is if the dishwasher is full. So I have a few bits left over that I can't fit in the dishwasher. I might use the sink then. But I couldn't cope.
So I've never had one, so I don't know what I'm missing out on.
Yeah, no, and I get that. And I understand if you never had one, you don't know what.
But people who do have them, my friends have one, and just the idea of piling on your dishes.
And getting tea towels out and all that. You fling your plate. I remember years ago when I got my very first dishwasher, I was gobsmacked by this whole thing, right? And how you throw in dirty dishes and you take them out and they're bone dry. You don't have to get a tea towel and the whole job is done for you. And ever since then, and like I said, ours broke a couple of months back and I had a new one within 24 hours because I just couldn't cope. So, yeah. All right. Now, maybe it's just me being pure lazy, but I couldn't cope. So would you have room even for one?
Yeah.
Would you? But you just have never had one, so you don't need one.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
All right, Steph, so she doesn't have a dishwasher. Now, I'd love to know how Aaron copes with this one.
Have a lad, we don't have a wash machine due to the small place that I live in, so I have to go to the garage to use one.
Oh, really, Aaron? And is it that small that you couldn't fit one in, or it's not plumbed for it? All right, what appliance or device do you not have in your house that many other people actually do have? Kira, you also don't have a dishwasher.
No, I don't, yeah. And look, it's not by choice. We bought the house 2 years ago and there was one in it and it was old and the water stayed stagnant down the bottom, so we just got rid of it. And then my money just went elsewhere in the house and we just never got one then, so, yeah.
Now, so have you ever had one?
For a little while we used it in the house, the one that was here when we moved in, because there was a couple of electrical appliances that the guy had left behind the previous
right.
owner.
Yeah.
But look, if I fell into money, Adrian, I'd get one tomorrow.
You can get one dirt cheap now. You can get them really, yeah. really cheap.
Just haven't, you know what I mean? And look, there's only two of us. We've no kids, so we can wash in the sink. It's grand.
Oh, the thought of doing
when
that.
When I do have kids, bottles and everything, no. I'd have two.
You'd have to have one. Yeah, yeah, you'd have to have one.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a time that having a dishwasher was something only posh people had. Because I remember when I was younger, a posh family down the road, they had a dishwasher and was like, mm-hmm. oh, that's posh. But it's not a posh thing anymore. Sure, it's not.
No, it's just a convenience thing now. Who wants to stand at the sink and wash dishes? I hate doing this. I don't know why.
That's what I'm saying. The only time I'd ever wash anything in the sink is if the dishwasher is full.
Overflowed. Yeah. yeah. No.
And you just want to finish off the last bits, but no, I couldn't cope. Literally.
Yeah, or a microwave. We didn't have a microwave for a good year and a half, and that was just laziness of not going and getting one.
Yeah, and in fact, I was talking, and this is how the conversation came up, Pat, that we work with, doesn't have a microwave at home.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you cope without a microwave?
I don't know, honestly, and now we use it like 4 or 5 times a day, and I don't know how I survived for a year and a half without one, just for like reheating dinners or anything.
Yeah, best invention ever.
Yeah, totally, I don't know how I survived without it. No, yeah. I wouldn't do that one now, definitely not.
Alright, Kira, good to talk to you, thanks very much indeed. Keep them coming in, 0877 98 98 98. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. We're talking about appliances or devices that you don't have in your house that most other people probably do have. Kieran is way behind the times.
How you doing, lads? One thing we don't have in my house is a dryer. So, basically, when I don't have me clothes and I don't put me clothes up on the radiator, I do have to wait about half a day for me clothes to dry. So, yeah, I'm a bit behind.
Now, I have to say, that's something I don't have. I don't have a dryer. Now, we have thought of getting one, but we don't have one at this moment in time. It would be very handy, because, in fact, our radiators in the house, I only noticed recently, have bits of rust on them because we use the radiators for drying, especially at this time of the year. So I don't have a dryer either. Now, I'd always thought that a dryer ruins your clothes, does it not? Maybe not. Maybe they're brilliant now. But no, I don't have a dryer. This is Jess.
Morning. I think it's a bar. Loads of people are getting bars in.
I don't have a bar either, Jess. Does anybody... Is that actually an urban myth? That during the last 6 months, people have been building bars in their houses. Have you got a bar now that you didn't have before the pandemic? Did you build one in your house? Call me on 6797981. Jeremy also told us earlier on that he doesn't have a toaster. And in fact, our Pat told us that he doesn't have a toaster. I have a toaster. I used it only this morning before I left for work. I couldn't cope without a toaster. Who could be bothered turning on the grill just to make a slice of toast? Leanne also has no toaster.
Morning, Jeremy. The one thing that I don't have in the house, which is kind of weird, is a toaster. I don't know. Just don't have one.
I do. And in fact, my other half didn't want us to get a toaster. I just went and bought the toaster just for convenience. The great, you just 2 minutes later, toast done, job done. Mandy, you say there is no need for a dishwasher.
Well, I won't say there's no need for one, Jeremy, but I don't have one. My hands is my dishwasher.
Yeah, and obviously, if you don't have a dishwasher, that's the only choice you have, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'd love to get one, and also, I don't have a smart speaker, and I don't have a tumble dryer.
No, I don't have a tumble dryer and I don't have a smart speaker myself. I've often thought of getting a smart speaker, but they're real gimmicky yokes, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Just when you walk in the door. But it's great to listen to 98FM on, isn't it?
Well, that's true. And anybody with a smart speaker, all you have to do is say, play 98FM and bang, it'll start playing 98FM, which is brilliant. And like I said, my own dad has one, but he's a real gadget freak now. But no, I don't have one myself. Maybe I need to get with the programme. But you don't have a dryer either?
No. I have the other clothes horses. I have two or three of them around the house.
So yeah.
When the heating is on, they dry the clothes.
Yeah, same as us, but like I said, I noticed a couple of the radiators with a bit of rust on them, so I'll have to get radiator paint and get stuck into them.
Yeah, a couple of clothes horses, Jeremy.
I have clothes horses as well, yeah. I just hate having them around the place. I love when you can put stuff out in the clothesline, but...
Oh, I'm the same, yeah.
All right, Mandy, thanks very much indeed. We're on the search for people who, during the last 6-7 months, have actually constructed their own bar in their house. This is Jessica.
Adrian, I don't have a bar out my back, but my best friend's husband built a bar out their back, and it's absolutely brilliant, I have to say. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, is there anybody else who actually, during the last few months, converted their shed out the back into a bar? Did you? This is James.
The sound of it. Poor Pat starts a fire with two sticks. He must have nothing in that house.
Now, Pat just doesn't have a microwave or a toaster. That's all that I could find out. I'd say he probably has a smart speaker, which I don't have. Keep them coming in to 0877 98 98 98. What gadget or appliance around your house do you not have that most other people do have? This is Katie.
Hi, Adrian. Katie here. I've also never had a microwave. And come to think of it, I've never had an electric blanket either. So there you go.
No, I don't have an electric blanket. No. Used to have when I was a kid, because our house was freezing. But no, I don't have one now. Celia.
Hi, I don't have an electric shower.
Oh! Do you have any sort of a shower, Celia? I assume you have some sort of a shower. I remember the first shower we had in the house, but it wasn't an electric shower, it just ran on the water pressure, and it was the worst thing ever. You stood under a trickle of water. Lauren, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lauren.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you. Lauren, what do you not have?
Well, I don't have a tumble dryer, and I moved in April, and the way my kitchen is done out, I can't hook up my dishwasher, so there's five of us in the house, and I've no dishwasher. I just can't. I've just tried to get it hooked up, but it's too far away from the mains.
Oh, right, so you'll have to get a plumber in, will you?
Oh my! I got a plumber in, my brother-in-law, and he made a mess of it, so I wouldn't be hiring him again.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. So, but you'd like one?
Oh, yeah, no, I have one. It's in my kitchen, like, it's just not connected.
Oh, that's even more frustrating. It's just standing there.
And as well, the smart speakers, they're not gimmicky. I have one in every room, and they're absolutely brilliant. I'd be lost without smart speakers.
You have one in every room?
Yeah, well, every room except the sitting room, yeah.
Posh are you?
Well, the kids have one in each room, but I listen to the radio and the podcast when I'm working, like, so I have to have them in every room.
And what type of one do you have?
I just have the Google Home.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. No, I'm normally into gadgets, but I don't have a smart speaker, so maybe I'm going to have to look into that.
They're brilliant, they really are. They're great. You can turn your lights on, you can turn everything on with them, and they're brilliant.
All right, thank you, Lauren. You might get that dishwasher installed one of these days.
One of the days.
I would find that very frustrating, seeing it standing there looking at me.
Yeah.
All right. We have one person who owns a bar. This is Tracy.
Hi, yes. I built a bar out my back. It used to be a dog run, but I lost my dog in June, so I decided rather than tearing the dog kennel down, I actually built a bar.
Oh, and she's just sent me a picture. Look at that! Oh, yeah, that's very, very posh. That is. just a standard size back garden, but she has a bar down the back. Look at that. That's fantastic. Yeah, very good. So, yes, there are some people with bars in their back garden or in their house. This is PJ.
Good morning, lads. I don't have a computer or a laptop. No. Never have.
Oh.
Probably never will.
Oh. How do you survive, PJ? Without either a tablet or a laptop or a PC? I assume you have a smartphone. Well, you must have a smartphone because you sent me a WhatsApp voice note. Maybe that's all you need, is it? There's a message saying, I've never heard of a smart speaker until now. Really? You've never heard of one? These are the devices, the little small speakers, and you speak to them. And you say, hey, so-and-so, put on 98FM, and bang, it goes on. Yvonne!
Hi, Adrian. I don't have a dishwasher either, but I do have two teenagers that do the job just as well, thank God.
Ah, yeah, you see, you're not doing it yourself. You're making the teenagers do it for you. Lovely. Martin wants to weigh in on the whole dishwasher conversation as well.
Hey, Adrian, I don't really get people that need and rely on dishwashers per se, when, unless they've like a ganji load of kids and there's like five, six dinners, you know, get made every day and stuff and cups of teas and what have you. Like, but I think if someone's living on their own or just a wife or one kid, I don't think it's right to be using dishwashers, all that amount of electricity and what have you going into it. But having said that, dryers for clothes during winter, I don't think there's a problem. Like, I don't think anyone could really live without one of them.
Well, I do, Martin. I do, and I don't know how we do. It's a bit frustrating, to be honest. Hang on. I was wondering, is there anybody who owns a bar? They've come out in their droves here. Claire, good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
We were talking about, what people did during the last number of months. You have a bar in your house?
Yeah, just like a pallet bar out the back.
Yeah. And is it stocked?
I filled up a load of vodka bottles with water, so my neighbour thinks it's stocked.
Talk about...
So it looks the part, but
So you're keeping up with the Joneses, but you're actually ahead of the Joneses.
Yeah, the drink doesn't last too long, so I just for display, really.
So you have display bottles of vodka in your bar that are full of water.
Yeah.
Do you actually have anything in the bar? No.
Well, no. I take it in and then I bring it back out when the weather's nice.
And did you do this during the last few months?
No, did it when we had the really warm weather back in April.
Oh, yeah, during the lockdown, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and then the weather went really bad, so haven't used it much since,
yeah. Fingers crossed for next summer. Oh, and we have another bar. Who's this, Martin, is it?
No, John.
Oh, John. Sorry, John, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
John out in Bray. John, you also have a bar.
I definitely did, yeah.
Now, did you build it during lockdown?
No, I had it 10 years, but I've done a lot of work over lockdown on it.
All right, okay. So where is this? In the house or out the back?
Out the back.
Out the back, very good. Is it stocked?
Oh, well stocked.
Well stocked. Do you have any fake vodka bottles?
I've loads of vodka. I'm all full of vodka.
Sorry, you're all full of vodka?
Yeah.
Jesus, Claire might need to pop around to you because she's known.
I swapped mine for yours.
Taps and chillers and kegs and everything.
Have you really? Yeah.
I really, yeah.
Now, are they not very expensive to run?
Well, not really. Same as a fridge.
So, what sort of kegs would you have?
Kegs of Heineken.
Oh, right. That's very posh. And how long would a keg of Heineken last you?
Depends on the sessions.
Right. Okay. So, but that's you've had it for years.
Yeah, I've had it for years. But during lockdown, I ripped it all up and done it up again.
And do you ever go to a bar?
The odd time.
But you'd much rather pour a pint for yourself at home.
Relax up there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should have got in on that whole act now, to be honest. In fact, the amount of people sending us in pictures of their bars out the back, my God, that's a real... We've got some very posh ones coming in. Okay, I'm missing out on something here. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, John. Now, let's have a listen to... Aaron, this is Aaron.
Not my choice, but the missus and her mother used the dishwasher as like a storage cabinet or something.
Okay. The amount of photographs you're sending in of bars that you have in your house. Some really nice looking ones, I have to say, except there was one that was sent in to me a couple of minutes ago with a McCardle's tap behind the bar. Who would drink that? Anyway, some really nice photographs coming in of all of your bars in your homes, many of which were built during the last few months. We were talking about things that you don't have in your house that other people do, and now I'm starting to feel left out. Derek is a bit old-fashioned.
Hi, Adrian. It's Derek here. Love the show. I don't have a dishwasher. I don't have a dryer. I do the old-fashioned way in the washing machine and hang them out on a clothesline or a clothes horse, you know. So they might take 2 or 3 days to dry or before I put them away, but that's the way I do it. Old-fashioned time. Live on me own. Okay, thanks. Love the show, buddy.
Thanks very much, Derek. Leah sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. Here's a weird one for you. I currently live in a 5-bedroom house. Well, it's converted into flats, and none of us have a doorbell, and I live on the top floor.
Oh, that's a bit awkward, isn't it? How do people get your attention? They probably have to ring you to say they're outside, do they? We were talking about bars. Claire has a bar.
I don't have a lot of things now that I think of it. I don't have a microwave, a smart speaker, a tumble dryer. I have a bar. I got a bar put in during lockdown. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah. Talk about priorities, Claire. Talk about priorities. Yeah, there you go. And thank you, all of you, for all of your photographs of your bars. I'm well gel, I have to say. Yeah, I'm going to have to get working on that. Stop sending them. Stop sending them. You're driving me mad now, sending me photographs of your lovely bars. Oh, there's a beautiful one out the back garden. Look at that. With bar stools and... Look at that bar. Oh, right, okay, right, okay. Enough already. I'm going to make it my business. Thank you.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.